This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For our weekly advocacy for the family farmer called the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to spend some time talking about what's going on the farm, some news from farming circles. We'll be talking to somebody who has a, they call it a sheep farm in a manner of speaking. Well, somebody who's got a lot of, it's, the particulars here are very interesting because of where his farm is. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. And then later on, my commentary on some things that are very important, I think, my observations. Actually, the beginning of the program is moderately an observation, and me suggesting that if the trend continues the way it is, I don't understand how farmers could support Donald Trump. Now, a lot of it, for me and a lot of you, in the political side of things, because everything's become political now. We can't run our farms without the damn government sticking its nose into things that it very often doesn't know anything about, but still, because there's a law or regulation, the government has to be involved, and the government's way in, too much involved in my estimation in our lives, just generally speaking. But now, with the news from the Trump administration through the budget proposal for this next year, the draft budget proposal screws the family farmer 87 ways from Sunday, especially if you look at the documents surrounding the Farm Bill of 2018 and how much money went to people, farm aid went to people who have no right to get it. They don't deserve it, but yet they got $634 million out of the farm bill. It's aid that, unfortunately, we've all come to be connected to the government, whether we like it or not. They've, with money, bought our votes, and the farmer thinks because of insurance and because of various land propositions from various agents. It's just the government, the government, the government. So now, word from the Ag Department, Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, says, well, the Agricultural Department will do its part to cut the budget. Well, overall budget cuts are less than 10%, but guess what? The Agriculture Department's funding will be cut by 15%. And the reaction from organizations like the National Farmers Union excoriating Trump and Perdue, growers, ranchers, farmers who are struggling year in and year out because of the slump in the farm economy, because of bad trade deals, because of people not understanding where good food comes from. All this does, well, it does a lot more than this, but what it does in terms of advocacy is pull away support that the government has basically caused. We have become, we're like sucking on the teat of a cow, the government being the cow, and we're on the udder. And now, because Trump doesn't have a clue about agriculture, doesn't give a damn about farmers, he's happy to get your vote when it goes to the American Farm Bureau Federation with a speech that is basically meaningless, especially in light of the cut, the budget, $20 billion in funding, is down almost $4 billion from the payments that were in this current fiscal year. So, anyway, the farm safety net programs, subsidies that, again, have come. We've allowed people like the Suiza family and Dairy Farmers of America and these outfits, and I'm speaking about dairy now, to ruin it for the family dairy farmer. Because now all of the concentration of ownership in the dairy production world is in the hands of one family, one company, Dean Foods, and they are not interested in anybody but themselves. Cut the price they successfully have through their political connections and their finagling, instead of getting $24 a hundredweight for milk, we're lucky to get $16 a hundredweight, even though it's going up a little this year. And that's all government policy. It's all, you know, why is it that agriculture or the Department of Agriculture or the government allowed one company to control basically most of the fluid milk supply? And that was because of the contributions that they made, political contributions to George Bush's campaign, got them in the door, and now they've ruined it for you. This program, you know, is aimed at not only the American family farmer and farmer-owned businesses, but the locavores who use our food. So we are all suffering because of government policy. It is a mess, and it'll get worse under this proposal. I'm thinking this program is not about politics by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm, you know, the trade problems that we have, all of the things that enter into making a mess out of farming, and it's like the perfect storm here. So if Joe Biden runs, my prediction would be he's going to get a lot more support from American agriculture. If one of the left-leaning lunatics, like what's her face, the senator from California, she's not going to get any farmers supporting her. And most of the other nutbirds that are running as Democrats, if they get to the top of the ticket, you know, farmers are going to look at themselves and say, who do we vote for? Trump's screwing us? These guys that screw us, they don't have any appreciation. We're not getting to the core, the fabric of what America was all about. It isn't all about this anymore. It's about computers. It's about technology. It's about moving fast. And so our food supply suffers. So I'm trying to get people focused. I don't know if we can slow. We may not be able to stop what's happening. We maybe can slow it down a little bit. And thus, the focus on the farm that I really want you to know about. We're going to meet Francis Chester Sestari in a moment, who has a very interesting story to tell about his farm and what goes on there and where it is. That's our conversation as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19, see associate for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so let me spend a minute here helping you. Farmers need to get good night's rest. We all do, but the research of the American Family Farmer points us around to how many. You know, we all start. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, whether it's my radio work or being on the farm or both. It's something, you know, you go to bed, sometimes you don't get to bed as quickly or early as you would like, and you have worries on your mind, so it's hard to get to sleep. So if you're having a hard time getting a good night's sleep, maybe you can change the way you sleep, and I'm going to suggest you can do that with products from MyPillow at MyPillow.com right here in the USA. This is a company that produces everything it sells here in our country. The pillows are 100% machine washable. The mattress tops are 100% machine washable. The pillow, I mean, all of the stuff with the exception of the mattresses, the new sheets that they have, which are fabuloso. Man, I want to get clean ones of these sheets put on my bed every night. So you buy things for half price, for the most part, using the DJB code at MyPillow.com. So if you are anxious, eager, and really anticipatory about getting the best pillow, best mattress, all of the things that are incumbent on you getting a great night's rest, please do yourself a service. Check out MyPillow.com. Order mattress toppers, sheets, everything there. Use the DJV code to save lots of money. Get a good night's rest. Please visit MyPillow.com. All right, joining us now is Francis Chester Sestari, who has a fabulous story to tell. Comes from Brooklyn, New York, not exactly the place most farmers get their start. And so from there, Francis, if I may call you that, let's take a ride. Let's take a trip with you and tell us, if you will, about how you started your life and started your business and what goes on. Why are we interested in you and your story?
Well, to begin with, my folks were born in Italy, and they settled into the eastern part of Brooklyn. Now, back then in 1936, when I was born, that part of Brooklyn was actually farming. There were farms there. The next block was just great. And from the day I could think, I wanted to be a farmer. That was my goal. I just loved it because my grandparents, the Chestari family out in Port Washington, Long Island, had a mini farm, and they had all kinds of chickens and goats and that sort of thing. And I just loved that type of thing.
So when you were a kid, I understand you went from door to door selling the eggs and things like that that came from the animals you had on that small farm. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I started that, and it worked out good. And then my dad bought a piece of land on a major highway, which was rural at the time, Roslyn Heights, Long Island. Mm-hmm. And I came up with the idea of putting up a stand.
Yep.
And that stand turned out to be a gold mine for me.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about this, the good Lord was good enough to put a traffic light 100 feet from the stand. Going home on Sunday.
Good for you. There it is, right there. So you paid for college selling things grown on the farm at the farm stand, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
God, that's a great story. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could find more people who have stories still like this today? I'm betting there probably are stories like this, but what attracted me, you and I are the same age, so I'm remembering back to working on the farm and not ever, I couldn't imagine. Well, I was a dairy guy, I've been on our cows, so I don't have the same, I didn't have the same ability to sell things at a farm stand that you did, although we did raise potatoes on the farm, and there was corn and tomatoes and that sort of thing, so we might have been able to do it. I came from a family that ran a school bus business. We used to sell the stuff like potatoes. The kids get off the bus, you give them a little slip and says, we now have potatoes, call the farm if you want us to deliver them to you. And, you know, imagine that today. If you could do that, it's just, you know, it's a fabulous era that you capture with your stories. And how you went to college and what you came out of college educationally with is, I think, part of the story. I want to pick it up there. When you get out of school, what are you trained to do and what do you do? If you want to find Francis' story online, go to sestarisheep.com, C-E-S-T-A-R-I, sheep, all one word, .com. Moving along on The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Calm complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown. We got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Carrigan Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we have a podcast, an overview of what our previous program has been, so you can check it all out. We have hundreds of them now with information on how basically you can survive, or our suggestions. Mostly what we have are people who come on the program to talk about their successes. So maybe from those conversations comes acknowledgement, first of all, of work hard done. Hard work done well, I maybe should say. And then maybe you get some ideas out of listening to these programs and can use that info to help make your farm survive. I guess in this era, that's what we're looking for, is just survival. Joining us is Francis Chester Sestari, who has a farm. Now, you started farming. You're telling us a story about the farm stand on Long Island, but you've moved around. First, though, I want to get to your college degree. You paid for college out of the farm stand at the farm. What did you major in? What did you think you were going to do when you got out of college?
I majored in economics, and basically I had such a good business because at that point I also had sheep. And I was grazing the sheep on the North Shore estates. So it worked out extremely well. Now, at this point, I already owned a small farm. So I had my economics degree. My father came to me 3 months before I graduated from college, and he said, Francis, what are you going to do with your education? And I said, well, I'm going to expand the business. He said, whoa, hold off. He says, farming can have its downs. Someday you might be married and have kids. Get a backup. What's a backup? Get yourself a profession. So at that point, 21 years old, I figured my father had more brains than I had. So I took his advice. I applied to law school with St. John's University on Long Island. I was accepted. 3 years later, I got admitted to the bar. And the interesting thing about it, my customers became my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then the things just continued to grow. Then I got married, and I'm still married to that fine woman after 52 years and four kids.
Good for you. Good for you.
So we decided that when New York City started moving out and taking over everything, it was time to move. So we moved to Virginia, bought a farm, a large farm in Virginia, and then there was big transition. I found that wool prices were terrible. They wanted to pay us 18 cents a pound for our wool. I said, baloney on that. So I went up to New England and got a hold of a mill that was willing to transform our raw wool, which was 3,000 pounds of it, into nice yarn. So I did that. My wife and I would then perfect it, take and label it and scan it. And then I hustled up to Maryland and Washington, D.C., and within 10 days I sold all the yarn. So I knew I had a good business going.
Good
and right
for you.
After that, in the 1970s, the mills stopped closing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really concerned about that. So I decided that I was going to buy a mill. My wife turned to me, she said, "You're crazy. What do you know about mills?" So I told her, I said, "Di, I said, I didn't know much about law, too, a few years ago, but I learned a little bit when I went to law school, so I'll go up there and learn the jargon and learn how they run it, and I'm going to see what I can do." So I wound up doing that, and I started buying all the equipment, set it up in 1980, 1981, and then we moved the mill to where it is now, and now we're going to move it right back to the main farm where we're going to have a really beautiful operation, expanding what we have now.
Yeah, and to keep going at our age is something of an accomplishment in and of itself, but it sounds like you're really enthused. And this is the kind of stuff that injects enthusiasm in other people, hearing stories like yours, which we will continue talking about, the sheep and the mill, with Francis Chester Sestari on this week's American Family.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sight.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American family farmer. I've been around cows all my life. I have a farm in Massachusetts. You can go to my website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com, and see what goes on, how I'm trying to make my farm viable. One of the ways I'm doing it is to engage in the hemp business, which is confusing at best at the moment because a lot of states like Massachusetts don't have a clue how to take, and they're not really working very aggressively to take the Farm Bill of 2018 and apply the legalization of hemp to what's going on in their individual states. So it is it's mass confusion, to say the least. So we're now back to the basics in growing animals and food are the basics of the American family farm. With us is American family farmer Francis Chester Sestari, who has a fabulous story about sheep and wool. His website, Sestari Sheep, is a very interesting, very open explanation of his business. And that's what we're talking about here now, from sheep to mills. So whereabouts in Virginia? You said you moved out of Virginia. Where in Virginia are you, Francis?
Well, we moved to Virginia in 1968, and we relocated from our original place, which was just east of Charlottesville, Virginia, and we moved to Augusta County, which is getting close to West Virginia. We're in the farm itself, where we raise the sheep and live, is in Augusta Springs, right in the middle of the Allegheny Mountains.
Ah, beautiful area.
It is. It really is. The mill is 14 miles east of that, in a little place called Churchville, Virginia. But once we have the new mill built in Augusta Springs, we're going to be closing that place.
All right. So let's talk about how this business works, because you trained, if people didn't hear the story about you graduating from St. John's University School of Law. So you're a lawyer, but you always have been on the farm, grew up on the farm. and wanted to keep that farming tradition going. But you have a business that's off the farm that utilizes the things that you grow on your farm. Now, I'm not sure everybody can do this, especially what I'm curious about. In this day and age, textiles have gone offshore, or at least not necessarily growing the wool from the sheep, but the textile business, which was big in the South. Actually, my father worked for a company called Douglas Mills in Massachusetts for a number of years. They, as you do, took the mill. It was a small mill that was alongside of the river where all the mills were in New England, and they were big into making specialty products for suits and sport coats and sweaters and that sort of stuff. So now that he closed his business in the 1960s, I think it was late 60s, early 70s, I don't know, somewhere in there, because it had already started to go offshore. So how have you have to compete in a way with this the big business. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, we have a niche market. We concentrate our production for the hand knitter, hand weaver, the spinner, that sort of thing. And there's a huge market. But I got to tell you, there's been a big change in the last year or two. What's happening is 7th Avenue, which is the center of the fashion world in this country, yeah, has taken a 180-degree change from synthetics, and they're promoting and modeling natural fibers. So the country is going back to natural fibers, wool, cotton, linen, that sort of thing. And I see it. I see the growth pattern coming. People are getting sick and tired of doing business with China. There's a lot of reasons. First of all, it's a communist government, and you can't trust them. Number two, it takes a long time to ship it from China to here. You know, it's all by freight, you know, boat freight. And when there was a strike over on the West Coast, like it was last year, all the ships are tied up. In the meantime, Gistari is out there shipping their yarn without any interference. So by a niche market, we keep our prices low. I pay a good price for other farmers who have good quality wool. We deal exclusively with wool sheep. There's a difference.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is, number one, the wool sheep tend to be a big animal, and they give you a beautiful, fine wool. Wool is determined by the thickness of it. It's yeah, used by way of a micron meter. You measure each fiber, and the thicker it is, the coarser it is. The thinner it is, the finer it is. And people want fine wool today. They want wool that they can put close to their body, which we are producing. We use Rambouillet, Columbia, and Targhee wool sheep. I should also mention we started a franchise, and we're bringing older sheep in from out west, and we're selling them at a really good price. And what we do is we give them a plan on how to raise these animals. And then I guarantee that I'm going to pay $3 a pound for that wool that they're producing, and I'll also buy their lambs as needed for our market. So we're growing with that. I should mention that Cornell University is very enthusiastic about what we're doing, and had a symposium where we were one of the speakers on it.
See, I think this is the way. I'm actually, as I'm sitting here listening to you, I'm thinking about what I'm doing on my farm. One of the things we're going to do to make the farm more viable is to grow hemp. Hemp now is becoming a big product, and it can be used, as you're using wool, to manufacture clothing. And so I'm going to put together an organization which will go to farmers like you have done and pay them a premium for growing the hemp plant, and then I'll harvest it and process it. We're building a processing facility on the farm, and even though it's expensive to do, I have some investors that are eager to get into it because they see, as you have, a way to to make the farm more viable, being fairly creative. Now, you have basically, you're getting into an area where you can control the growth of the product and payment for it, value, all that stuff. I think this is brilliant, frankly, on your part.
Well, thank you. Doug, I'm familiar with this hemp situation because in Virginia, we have two universities that are very much involved in this thing. I had one farmer bought me 100 pounds of hemp, and he parked it here, and he said, what can you do with it? Well, the truth is, I can't do a damn thing with it.
No, you can't do anything with it. Yeah.
No, you got to process it. You got to get it soft. I could use that if you can set up a processing facility where you make it nice and soft and you make it so I can mill it. Right now I'm buying the fiber. It isn't hemp. It's from France and Belgium, and it comes out beautiful. So I have a line called Cotton Linen, and it's absolutely beautiful. There's a big market. So instead of buying from France and Belgium, I would love to buy it here in the United States.
All right, we got lots to talk about.
SRE.
Very good. Very cool. All right, hold on a second. We have more to talk about as we give you ideas on what you can be doing. There's a lot of people that are sheep farming. Maybe they want to be in touch with you at Sestari Sheep to go direct to the manufacturer and not have to deal with wool brokers, because I know there are a lot of third-party people who are buying or selling or trading wool. And you're right, it's coming back to America. This is one of the things that I find healthiest and actually fabulous about farming. Get enthused about things that are coming back around. What goes around comes around, as they say. Francis Chester Sestari here on the American Family Farmer. Are you ready to jumpstart your weight loss program? A lot of us, no matter what we do for a living, the winter is kind of a hibernation time. Things on the farm are not as busy from, let's say, January to March. Now they're beginning to get active again because the land is opening up, waking up, if you will. Springtime is coming. But in the meantime, over the winter, you've eaten well, gained some pounds, and you're trying to figure out how to get it off. Calitrin is the answer. The product is called Calitrin, the solution for losing weight, feeling great, and keeping the weight off without breaking the bank or going to the gym or working out with Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig or any of those places. They're all great. They lose. Yep, you're going to lose the weight. But how are you going to keep it off? That's the secret of Calitrin, which uses collagen as its number one ingredient. That's the protein in your body that you stop developing on your own when you're in your 30s, so you need to supplement. Supplementation gets the body jump-started, and you'll be producing that collagen protein on your own, which is a way to build up muscle, lean muscle, little exercise, push the fat out of the way, burn it up in your exercise routine, and voila, you start losing the weight. And then with the Calitrin program, you stay on it for about maybe 6 months. And well, you can stay on it forever if you want to maintain the weight loss. That's what I like to do. You want to lose the weight and keep it off. This is an all-natural, the only product of its type anywhere, not only in the country, but in the world. This is so exclusive. Let's get at it, okay? Go to toploss.com. Get a discount using the DJV code. That's toploss.com. You're looking for Calitrin. Use it and lose it. You know the old expression? That's it. Lose the weight. Use the product and lose the weight and keep it off. That's the guarantee or your money back. Code is DJV. Go to toploss.com. Get in on the Calitrin program. That's toploss.com with a special discount using the code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $50.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 31619, the associate for details.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things that I pride myself in, and I hope gets passed along to you through the American Family Farmer shows and our weekly podcast that you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, is this business of advocating, ag-vocating, if you will, for the farmer. This is an industry. It was America's most important industry for many, many years, for centuries, in fact. I know the town I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts, a lot of people call it Farmingham because it was named after Farmington, England, where the founders of our community came from. The Danforth family first settled here in 1619, and the town was known as Danforth Farms, and it was the first established agricultural community in Massachusetts. And now it's been whittled away because it became a suburb, a bedroom suburb of Boston, and now there are only two or three farms left, including mine. So, you know, you look at this stuff and you think, how have things changed, and is it possible for us to save, because the public is largely ignorant of farming. And so ag-vocating becomes very, very important. And so I guess I'm pointing my finger at you, and you can point it back at me. I find this is, for me, a limitless frontier. You can do almost anything on your farm and my farm, raising food, having dairy animals, perhaps beef and poultry, all those things are all part of it. And one of the things that's happening, one of the best ways to advocate is to use social media. It takes me a while to get to that point with my farm, but now I'm seeing it. We have a couple of 100,000 people that are active users. Tell the story, advocate for your farm. All right, you want to envision something on your farm. There's an article in Modern Farmer. As a matter of fact, that's where we found, I think, Francis Chester says, sorry, the story of his business is a great article in Modern Farmer, which is a magazine I was introduced to, I don't know, a couple, three, 4 years ago. I like it because it is a focus on modern farming. And Francis has grown all these. By the way, how many sheep you are buying up all the, I guess, ewes and all the baby lambs and stuff? How many sheep do you have on your farm?
We're pushing just under 200 at this point. We normally have 500 head that we run, but we made some modifications in our breeding program, and so we're rebuilding again. We're also going to be bringing in lambs from a couple of the ranches out west, and we're going to feed them out, and we're going to have some yearlings available start next year right from our feeding program.
Are you offering, you're buying wool from other farmers, are you offering them the chance to buy some of your lambs to grow? Is that part of, could be part of the program?
Yes, that's an extension of it. We've been buying the older ewes, which have been working out very well. But now what we're going to do is we're going to bring in these lambs, and I'm going to fatten them up and take care of them and use our ration that we have that's been extremely effective. Yeah. A lot of protein. That's the key here, protein.
Yeah, protein is the key to animal life and health and human life and health. All right, so the first woolen mill built in the United States in a long, long time. You're listening to the story of that. from Francis Chester Sestari. And if people want, you got folks who maybe want to pursue what you're doing, Chester is available, I'm sorry, Francis available at sestarisheep.com. That's his website, how people can contact you to see, you know, it's where you are in the country. You're, if you have wool from your sheep, sounds like this guy has got, he's going to have a meal, he's going to be able to use whatever you can provide him with. So, Sestari sheep.com. What a great story. Francis, I'll be in touch with you. We'll talk about the hemp business as well, which could be a big part of what you're doing. Thank you. What a great inspirational story, don't you think? This is the American Family Farmer.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
See if we can focus on some other material. I found Mr. Sestari to be quite inspirational, frankly, for all the right reasons, and hopefully you as well. That's the idea here, to help with the proposals, ideas. How can we have farming sustainability in our country? American Family Farmer, I'm looking around. I came upon the story of a guy named Jim Goodman, who is a Wisconsin dairy farmer. And he's the subject of my commentary because of his ideas. Coming from the same school and the same experience, he was a dairy farmer for 40 years, hard work, economic suicide these days. So he's got, he's had the same stuff, financially ruinous prices and debt and export markets and the damn government and all of their, talking about fair prices and getting screwed 85 ways from Sunday. It's been 5 years, really. I got out. I was selling raw milk until 2015, and I stopped because I was just tired. It's awful hard to find good help, even though there was big acceptance of what the product was, it just is very hard in this circumstance. So, anyway, this fellow has come up with an interesting idea, and I'm going to share my ideas about his ideas with you right after this. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had. And I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. So, here's the situation. There are a lot of farmers, well, the big dairy producers that buy your milk, mostly controlled by the Suiza family and DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, and the Dean Foods outfit, they'll tell you we're producing too much milk. What happens when, producing too much milk comes for two reasons. One, because as the price you get for the milk goes down, you produce more because you want to be able to keep things going. And then when the prices go up, we produce more to take advantage of that opportunity. So supply management. But remember, we've also been importing. I'm not sure the American family farmer are the bad guys here, or even, you know, the big, huge conglomerates that are supplying. I think they are part of the bad guy group. But we have been importing milk from Canada. The Canadian farmers are subsidized, and so the National Family Farm Coalition, the fellow that I was talking about when we first got started, this guy Jim Goodman, he's the president of that group. There is some the supply management thing. He's trying to get people to not milk as much, and therefore push the price up. And I think we ought to be paid. I've said this along for a long time. It ought not to be government subsidies or the pools or any of that stuff. Supply management is what's done in Canada. And it's predicated on three things. It depends on quotas to prevent market gluts that would cause prices to dip. And then it, the most urgent complaint from farmers is the control of imports by high tariffs on milk from Canada, let's say, that'll slow down the influx of milk and maybe even reverse it so we can be selling milk in Canada. The problem in Wisconsin and in California and places where there are a lot of, like New York used to be a big state, what's happening is that right now it's about $1,600 a hundredweight for milk. In Canada, with government subsidies, they get paid $26 a hundredweight. It's amazing, but this system is what this guy is suggesting. So whether that works or other, there are a lot of barriers in the way, but people, at least the reason I'm highlighting him is because he's thinking about it, trying to do something about it, as are we here. I'm the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.